The Philippines Catholic bishops have called for a novena of prayer and charity starting today for the victims and grieving families of Typhoon Haiyan, which struck this past weekend. About 10,000 people are estimated to have been killed by the storm, locally known as Typhoon Yolanda. Laura Hieraci interviewed Monsignor Pedro Quitorio, media director of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines. He said that all funds raised will be channeled to the crisis region through Caritas Philippines. Monsignor Quitorio also described the devastation in the diocese hit by the massive storm, where nearly all homes in the local parishes were destroyed.
In the diocese of Borongan, which was the first landfall of the typhoon, that church is centuries old, a UNESCO-declared heritage church, has been totally razed to the ground. The houses throughout this parish also were about 85 to 90% destroyed. In the other archdiocese, the Archdiocese of Palo Leyte, the Santo Niño Church, this church has been a symbol of the faith of the area because this enshrined the image of the Santo Niño, the patron of the archdiocese. Outside the church, the destruction is more in terms of population, where as of today, it is estimated that the people who are strewn, scattered on the streets may count to even thousands. Initially, yesterday, they were counted to be 1,000, but some reports are saying it will go as far as 10,000 dead people just in the city of Tacloban, which belongs to the Archdiocese of Palo Leyte. In the previous diocese of Borongan, there are also dead people, but as of now, we have no concrete reports simply because all communication lines are down. All power lines are down, and we could not get through to get the exact situation. Right now, the plan is raising funds and addressing the immediate need, which is food and water and medicine. These are the three things that they need right now, because in the city of Tacloban, for example, it is anarchy. People are looting the areas, stores, because they are looking for food. There is no law and order right now. This is a first concern. We hope that this will be contained as soon as possible so that all relief operations will go as needed.